A large Massachusetts family held a memorial service this week for Captain John Maloney. He had a wife and two children. He was also a career Marine who began his final deployment earlier this year. Karen Brown reports from member station WFCR.
4 months ago, while on leave from the 1st Marine Division, Captain John Maloney broke the news to his family in western Massachusetts. He was going to Iraq. His sister, Melissa Hamry, remembers her stomach seizing up.
Our other younger brother asked him before he left, you know, are you afraid to go? And he said, afraid? He's like, it's not an option. He's like, it's an order.
Still, there was something different in his manner, a heaviness that seemed uncharacteristic of the 36-year-old who used to play embarrassing practical jokes on his parents and arrange dates for his little sister.
I knew something wasn't right. I mean, he's like, I'm fine. I just wanted to make sure you're okay. And I'm like, I'm okay. And I said, but you're still worrying me. He had one beer with me and said, I got to go now. And gave me a hug and he walked out.
On June 16th, Maloney's Humvee hit a roadside bomb in Ar-Ramadi, killing him and another Marine. Four soldiers under his command were wounded.
Ever since he was a little boy, he wanted to join the military.
Maloney's father, John Sr., wasn't happy when John enlisted right out of high school, but he grew to accept the dangers of his son's job.
It wasn't that he was a hard-nosed, Rocky-type Rambo, because he wasn't. He was a very kind, professional man who wanted to help other people.
As John Jr.'s military rank rose, so did his father's pride and awe.
If you've got a moment, I want to show you something. That's my son and Ronald Reagan.
He rubs the frame of a photograph of Captain Maloney at a medal ceremony with President Reagan. It lies atop a stack of pictures Maloney Sr. has amassed since three Marines turned up at his door in the middle of the night with the bad news. He suspects they were doing a job nobody wants.
Looking back on that and thinking about it now, I can picture John pretty much doing the same thing if he had to. If he was chosen to do something, he did it, just like he did when he drove that Humvee and hit that roadside bomb. He said, yes, sir, I'm going to do what I'm told to do.
Before he went to Iraq, Captain Maloney lived in California with his wife and two young children, Nathaniel and McKenna. Maloney's wife, Michelle, didn't want to speak on tape, but in a prepared statement, she wrote, he was fun and silly and had such dreams for his children and our lives together. They were his life, as he will forever be ours. For NPR News, I'm Karen Brown.